News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Israel has entered the first stages of its planned assault on Gaza City. This is after a clash with Hamas, and already it has taken hold of the outskirts of the city. That's according to Israeli military spokespeople. Joining me now with the latest is Mark Weiss, Israel correspondent with the Irish Times. Good morning to you, Mark. Thank you for joining us. Bring us up to speed with what's happening currently on the ground.
Good morning. Basically what you said, while the world is waiting for Israel's response to the latest ceasefire agreement that was agreed to by Hamas in principle on Monday, Israel continues to press ahead with its plans for the conquest of Gaza City, the huge urban area in the Gaza Strip, believed to be home to more than 800,000 residents at the moment. Clashes are occurring in outlying neighborhoods in the Jabalia, just north of Gaza City, in the and some neighborhoods within Gaza. Meanwhile, tens of thousands of reservists have been called up for this operation, which will only get underway proper in a few weeks' time, once the civilians of Gaza City have fled away from the areas of fighting.
Okay, so this is starting. You think it'll take a number of weeks. Those reservists have been told they're probably going to see action come September. But what is the plan, do you think, both in the kind of immediate, medium term and long term for Gaza City here on the parts of the Israelis?
Look, a lot depends on how Israel will respond to the latest ceasefire agreement, which is on the table, which is essentially the same as the plan that was drawn up by U.S. envoy Steve Witkoff earlier in the summer. We don't know yet what Israel's response will be. And it could be that the plans for a military operation are merely a way of exerting pressure on Hamas to agree to a ceasefire on Israel's terms. There are many in the Israeli leadership who believe that the only way that Hamas will agree to a deal to end the war on Israel's terms is ongoing and relentless military pressure. So it remains to be seen when Israel will respond and what that response will be. Officially, at least, Israel is still holding out for a one-off deal, a deal that will end the war and get all the hostages back in one go. But the problem with that is that that means all the contentious issues would have to be resolved. And there are many issues, many details that still need to be thrashed out.
Yeah, what we're hearing is Israel is saying no to partial plans or piecemeal plans. They want all the hostages back in one go in exchange probably for a large number of Palestinian prisoners. But also they want the disarmament of Hamas and that doesn't appear to be on the cards from Hamas's point of view.
That's exactly right. Why would Hamas agree to a deal that basically ends any Hamas role in the Gaza Strip? And that's one of the key issues that needs to be resolved. The post-war arrangement in Gaza. Israel insists there can be no role for Hamas after the atrocities of October the 7th, and no role either for the Palestinian Authority, which would be the preferred choice for many in the international community and amongst the Arab mediators to at least play a role in the reconstruction of Gaza City after the war. So all these questions remain unresolved. We're a long way from ending the war. There might be an Israeli agreement to the ceasefire agreement, which is on the table, which entails a ceasefire of 60 days, a release of half the hostages, while all these other issues are thrashed out.
Mark, the Israeli reaction to all of this, I mean the ordinary Israeli reaction, obviously we've seen protests lately in increasing numbers about what's going on in Gaza in terms of the management by Netanyahu's government of the war. What is their reaction to this assault on Gaza City?
The Israeli public is split on this question. The majority do support a ceasefire that would bring back all the hostages and end the war. Remember, Israel has been fighting for 22 months now. It's an exhausting war. Never mind all the death and destruction in Gaza, it's also having an effect on the lives of all Israelis, I think it's fair to say as well. Israel is tired, weary, want an end to this. But there are many Israelis who believe that after October the 7th, Hamas can no longer exist in the Gaza Strip, as certainly as a military force and also as any kind of governance role. And we are now at a very critical point in this war. And many Israelis would argue that Israel has to see this through to the end, even though that may entail a very significant military operation.
Okay. And also a very significant, I suppose, deterioration in Israel's international relations. Can I ask you as well about the West Bank? Israel announced yesterday plans to build a major new settlement block, an illegal settlement block in the West Bank that would split effectively the West Bank into two, which is seen by many people as deliberate and an attempt to I suppose, scupper the prospect of a Palestinian state. What do we know about this?
This plan has actually been on the table for 30 years. It was agreed way back by the previous government of Yitzhak Rabin. However, a very significant international pressure, then led by the US administration, prevented Israel pursuing this deal, this settlement expansion between Jerusalem and a major West Bank settlement called Maale Adumim, which, as you said, would split the West Bank in two, ending, realistically, Palestinian dreams of an independent state. However, as you know, this administration in the US, the Trump administration, is very supportive of Israel, and they've basically given Israel the green light to go ahead with this plan. On Wednesday, planning agreement was given for 4,000 new homes in this area called E1, and that's believed it will be going ahead in the coming months.
I suppose we will await what the international response to this illegal settlement might be. I don't know if you saw, there was a survey in the US. It says 58% of people in America want to see the recognition of a Palestinian state. Would you expect that to have any impact on the Trump administration's position?
It's very difficult to predict what Donald Trump may Fair. Or may not think or do in any given circumstances. But there could be possibly some kind of a quid pro quo here, that if Netanyahu does decide to go for a ceasefire in Gaza against the wishes of his right-wing base, this could be one of the cards he uses to say, look, the US is allowing us to do things in the West Bank that no previous administration has allowed, so we have to make concessions and agree to a Gaza ceasefire. That's one political possibility.
Thank you very much for joining us, Mark. That is Mark Weiss there, Israel correspondent with the Irish Times.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.